John, I have to admit that on 88 minutes, I was writing home hoodoo's going to continue and, and your winless run is over. What happened after that?
It's just we've said to the players, we mentioned it off time. One, we didn't respect Colchester. We knew there'd be a serious test today, which they turned out to be. They've got some really good offensive players. We said at half time, it's one of those games, it might be a set piece, which we've been working on this week, but we need to just keep believing because it might be that one chance you get. And that came into fruition, so we kept going. Matty came up, and that was down to the players. That didn't come from the sidelines. The players have done that themselves. They said, Matty, just you go up for the last couple of minutes. He gets the flick. We get the goal, and then I'm pulling Matty back. Rom's trying to push him on, so it's all just everyone getting a bit excited. So you've got to think logically again, and then we end up getting the winner, which is probably not deserved, if I was honest. I thought they were fantastic. I thought they would give it a great effort. Of course, we could play better and we could make better decisions, but I think through the work ethic, it's not through a lack of work ethic. It might be through a lack of tactical nouts or something we just need to work on. But I think through effort, you get that chance. And over the season, these lads deserve a bit of luck, and we got that today.
Yeah. Do you think nervousness as well with the home form, not having won so far this year?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, you can't deny it. We do our best to take the anxiety away from the players, but let's face it, you're bound to have a little bit. That's how it is, but that one will be great for us. Like you said, the hoodoo of the home form is fantastic. Now we've put that one to bed now. With three games, maximum points, teams around us will be gutted and thinking, you know, on the Gillette Soccer that we're 1-0 down with 5 minutes to go. To come back and win is fantastic, but a credit to the players.
Yeah, and you say about that one chance, that's all that Tom Bradshaw needs.
Yeah, one chance, same as Fleetwood. So he does that all the time in training, very rarely misses the target. And made up for him, it'll take him into the Wales trip now, full of confidence. If he can get himself a cap, then that would be fantastic for him and his family and for us as a club. And then Matty gets his rewards with the goal, which made it a fantastic day because all my children were here today, full family. So Tom, Luke, Bo and Ollie and my wife, T. It's great for them because it means I'm a bit happier this weekend. Won't be miserable about the house. So it's good.
Well, you're more happy than you would have been on 88 minutes because, like you say, it was uncharacteristic up until that point. Not that at this point you will care that much.
I think if you look back, we have had some games where we have been quite bad, and for some reason you can analyse it all day. It's simple, and I'm going to look back and I'm going to get clips. Maybe what are your options? Could you have made this pass? But that's the decision they've made on that day. Whatever variable it was that's affecting them, we'll try and sort that out. And that's what I'm really good at, the psychosocial side of football. But they're doing it for the right reasons. Even though we think, what's he played that pass for? It's like they think it's the right pass at that time. So that's what we analyse for. That's why we're trying to nurture these players on and off the pitch. And we'll only get better. It's much easier to analyse when you've got a win. Any coach will tell you that.